Oh my goodness. So this is After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And we just got out of a very special screening of the movie 127 Hours.
Starring James Franco.
Starring James Franco.
Directed by Danny Boyle.
Danny Boyle, yes. And Danny... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Danny Boyle and the producer, Christian Carlson, were in attendance tonight, and they did a little Q&A afterwards.
Yep.
In fact, if you look in the After the Movies audio boo feed, directly before this was uploaded, you will see 10 random minutes of the Q&A that I just uploaded. I have no idea what it sounds like because I haven't listened to it. But hopefully you can make out at least 10 minutes of that Q&A. Okay, so if you don't know, 127 Hours is a true story about a hiker named Aaron Ralston who went hiking one weekend in, what, Utah?
Utah.
And had an accident. He fell in a canyon and his arm got crushed and pinned by a boulder. And so the story is, the movie takes place over the 127 hours. He was stuck there.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think, Justine?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Franco. I'm glad, like, he does things like this that make me realize he's a good actor.
Instead of, like, Harry Osborn from Spider-Man.
Yeah, instead of, like, Spider-Man. Impressed with him. I liked it. I liked the movie overall. It felt like a little rough. Danny Boyle mentioned before the movie started that they shot the movie over the course of like 2 months and they edited it over the course of like 3 months.
Over the summer.
And I felt like they probably needed more time. There were just some parts that felt unpolished. The gruesome parts I didn't feel were as gruesome as I thought they were going to be, so that was kind of good because I was kind of like dreading them. It was good. People need to definitely go see it.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah.
For now, yeah.
Yep.
So I can go.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, I really liked it a lot. I mean, I was super pumped for this movie. I've been watching the trailer like over and over again for the last 2 weeks. It's interesting though, because when I first heard about the movie being made and everything, I had very little interest in seeing it because I didn't understand how a movie like this could be interesting, because it's just a dude stuck in a canyon for five, six days. But as soon as I saw that trailer, I was like, oh, they're going, they're this. Oh, okay. And I was really kind of concerned though that the trailer has like this energy and this rhythm. And I was wondering if that was a construction of the trailer or if the movie was like that. And the movie is totally like that. Like, I couldn't believe, like, the energy and the pace. It's almost, like, manic. It's really...
Yeah.
It's interesting how fast, how quickly paced this movie is, considering the subject matter. I do agree with you that the film is rough, but I like that in this case. It's not usually a good thing, but I feel like the roughness was intentional, and I feel like it serves the story pretty well. And I think the intention behind it was sort of like verified by one of the things Danny Boyle said in the Q&A afterwards, that they shot the movie over 8 weeks and shot 7 days a week, and they wanted to just kind of be in the experience the whole time they were shooting, because they wanted everyone to feel it, you know. And so I think some of the work that may or may not seem a little rough around the edges, I don't know, I feel like it helps. But yeah, I mean, and James Franco is just, I mean, he's getting all kinds of praise everywhere and it's all deserved. He's really, really good. Makes me really want to see Howl.
Yeah, well, I've been wanting to see that.
Yeah, it's on our video on demand. We can watch it at home if we want
really?
To.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it hasn't even come out in theaters yet.
They're doing one of those things where you can watch it at home first if you want to. It costs like $10.
I want to see it in the theater.
Okay, well, we'll see. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, everyone needs to go see it. It opens November 12th. I mean, the reason they have screenings like this is so that people will tell their friends, and I'm sure I'll be talking to lots of people in the coming days about it. But if you're listening to this, go see it on November 12th. It's definitely really good. And it's not, I don't think it's, I'd heard a lot about how intense and gruesome the film was, and I don't think it's unbearable. I think it's...
I didn't faint.
Yeah,
some people are fainting in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, like, there were times, I don't usually look away from the screen, and there were times when I was, like, cringing and looking away, just because it does get very, very intense and graphic in a place, but it all seems appropriate, and it all works, you know? So, yeah. Other thoughts?
It's really.
It's kind of hard to talk about a movie that's really good, right? Because it's like, what do you say other than, like, it was awesome?
No, yeah, I mean, I don't know. To rebut what you said about the roughness of a film,
sure.
I understand that the roughness is constructive and it helps create, I don't know, the pacing and the feel of the film.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt at some point it kind of crossed the line into poor editing.
Hmm.
Like, just barely, though, not a lot.
Were you losing sometimes, like, the thrust of the story? Like, why or what are we looking at? Why are we looking at these things?
No, well, maybe a little bit, but just, like, I don't know. It wasn't polished.
Right.
I didn't feel like.
Okay. It's cool.
Whatever, I still enjoyed the movie.
Did you enjoy the Q&A?
Yeah. Danny Boyle is a delight. He's just, like, a little British elf.
He's
like
Irish.
He sounded British.
He's Irish.
He did not sound Irish.
He's Irish. He actually might be Scottish.
He didn't sound Scottish either. He sounded British to me.
I don't think so. Anyway.
He's delightful little guy.
Yeah.
Sprightly.
Definitely try and listen to that 10 minutes of the Q&A I posted. The 10 minutes that's on there is like him talking about the tapes that Aaron Ralston took, which they got to see, and also some of Franco, like... but not the good stuff about Franco they talked about towards the end, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
He seemed very nice, like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Very, like, I don't know.
I was very glad to get through a whole Q&A unscathed from idiots.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he seems like a nice guy. I hope no one's an idiot.
Yeah, there was one bad comment. The first, like, person that raised their hand right out the gate said that he had a nitpick, and that's that James Franco doesn't grow any facial hair during the movie.
And really and truly, when you're that malnourished, I don't know necessarily if you would grow any facial hair.
Yeah.
And so,
why was
that
he
guy.
Paying attention to that? Yeah, everybody else asked really good questions. And I was actually about to raise my hand to ask a question when he answered it in an answer, and I was like, oh, awesome. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well... Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, it's been After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
See you later.